You're listening to The Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down. Hey guys, welcome back to episode 10 of The Cannabis Hangout. I'm Saab.
And I'm Brannon.
So today we're going to be talking about the various different kinds of highs that you can have. High is a very broad term, but there, through cannabis, there's so many different ways that you can feel, and there's so many controlled ways of how you feel. So we just kind of wanted to touch on the different kinds of highs that you can have and just the different ways that you can kind of get where you need to be. So Brannon's going to start us off.
And I'm sure that a lot of you are going to be nodding your heads yes to a bunch of these that we say, just because if you're an experienced cannabis user, you're going to be like, yes, I feel that way, or I love that, or that's what I don't like, that type of high. So we're just going to give a rundown on a few of them. I'll go ahead and start with the first one. This one is, I would say it's just a little high. So this is kind of sometimes one of my favorite ones, but this is just doing things with just a little bit of a buzz. You know, maybe that's in the morning. Maybe it's, you know, putting a chiba-chew in your coffee, a caramel to like get you going while you're reading or writing or whatever, you know, you do to get yourself going. Whether it's going to like a social event, whether it's a yoga class, running errands, or cleaning at home. Personally, those are a few places that I like to be just a little high. Grocery store for sure, just because it's so overwhelming going to the grocery store, and especially if there's a lot of people there. Not saying like get the bunch of munchies and then go to the store, because that's always super dangerous. But a few more things that I think of when I think of a high, when I'm like, oh, I'm just a little high, is using one-to-one strains that have a balanced amount of both THC and CBD in it, and choosing edibles and strains that are under, I would say, 10% of THC and possibly under like 10 milligrams of an edible. I personally, there's one that I love. We don't have it in Oklahoma right now, and I'm forgetting the brand of it. It's it's a one-to-one, and it's 2.5 milligrams of THC and 2.5 milligrams of CBD, and it's a fruit punch, like a little lozenge. It's just like a little square, and in that one little square, it is 2.5 and 2.5, and it literally puts me right where I need to be. Like, I can take it in the morning or throughout the day. It doesn't make me like really high or anything. It's just a little high. It's almost like just what I need. But we'll get back to you on the brand of that.
It's called the Sweet Life, and okay. Suck It Fruit Punch is what Brannon likes.
Yes, literally. And they come in like 40 of them in a pack. And I mean, for the people who, like, I like low dosing with edibles, and that is like one of the perfect highs for me, I would say. But yeah, so that's what I would describe as just a little bit of a high, a little bit of a buzz.
So the next one is going to be, I don't feel high, but I do feel good. So we'll start with CBD. CBD, if you guys don't know, is a component of obviously marijuana, and it doesn't make you feel high, but it makes you feel better. So I've recently started experimenting with one-to-one, and I find the one-to-one ratio for me is phenomenal, because I love a good body high, and I don't think I realized how much I did, because my back often hurts. And I've just kind of learned to live with the pain and just kind of be like, oh, my back hurts today again. But with a good one-to-one, it's so nice, because it kind of goes back to Brandon's microdosing. So my tolerance is a little bit higher. So I like that little bit of a buzz, but that little buzz doesn't make me feel high, but it makes me feel really good. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that CBD definitely does that for me. It helps lessen any pain and anxiety that I have. Stress, definitely. I carry all my stress on my shoulders. So anytime, you know, I find myself in a stressful situation, it kind of definitely takes the edge off and just makes me, you know, take a step back and be like, all right, Sal, like, what can you do to control how you're feeling and just kind of get out of this headspace? It's also really good for depression. That's not something that I have, but, you know, there are many people out there with it. And it's crazy that cannabis can just completely change your headspace, whether you're getting high or not. It just makes your body feel better.
It's all about feeling good.
Totally. Yeah. It's not necessarily about feeling high, but it's about feeling good. Relieving pain, again, I said that, and mood improvement without getting the euphoria high. So you can still feel good without feeling high. And that's something that I've recently started to learn. You don't necessarily, I don't have to be stoned to the bone, but like the other night we went to a concert and I took a 20 milligram caramel chew, which isn't a crazy dosage.
Sublime.
Yeah, it's a 20 milligram from Sublime. Great price point. Super affordable. And for me, it packs a really, like, the perfect punch. And I was talking to a couple patients and I'd actually told them, I was like, I didn't feel high, but I was just in a really good headspace. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't really hit my pin that whole night we were out. Yeah. I just was literally just ate that caramel chew and I was just in such a good headspace.
You just have your own vibe when you're doing that too. Like, you can still like enjoy those kind of social events. Your body knows exactly what it needs.
Absolutely. And with the I don't feel high, but I do feel good, you can up your dosage a little bit. So for me, obviously, since I'm a higher tolerance person, my dosage would be different than a lot of our listeners, but the micro would be 2.5, but you could up the 2.5 to 5 and, you know, see how you feel there or whatever or go from a 5 to a 10 milligram to feel good, but not necessarily feel stoned. But yeah, Brian.
So my next one, the type of high is the happy and giggly high. I think that's probably one of the highs that are most known and associated with using marijuana. You know, if you're happy and giggling or your eyes are glossy, then you must be stoned, you know, but, that's actually one of the things that I feel like we just appreciate the most is, you know, to be with the people you love or your friends, whoever it is that you're just like medicating with to like all be in a really good mood, happy, giggling. It's just something about that. It's just bonding, you know. But why do I keep saying happily? I think because giggly is the next word. Happy and giggly high. It's also known as the pleasure enhancer. Whether it's food that tastes better, whether it's music that sounds better, or funny things that are just so much more funny, you know. Or your meditation is easier. If you're someone who likes to meditate, that's something I like to do. It's a little bit easier of a headspace to like calm yourself and get into the place and the state of mind where you need to bring yourself. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that agree with this one. Sex feels better. Mm-hmm. That's definitely a good one. We're going to have actually another podcast that's going to be talking about cannabis and relationships and sex in general. So stay tuned to listen or keep your eyes peeled for that one. But I feel like I would recommend like a hybrid strain. You know, you kind of get like the best of both worlds, kind of like a fun high with a body high to relax for the happy and giggly high, would you say?
Totally. I also find I'm kind of piggyback off what you said. So recently I've started getting back into the groove of working out and that's something I've done for my body in like 2+ years. But I find that being like adding cannabis before I go work out is like the best feeling for me. Mm-hmm. Brandon doesn't like to do it, but I like thrive on it.
Just for intense cardio. Yeah. Like the kind of classes we've been doing is intense cardio, but if I'm like gonna go on a walk or go on a jog, go run, like I like to take a little bit or smoke, like I like that euphoric headspace, but not when I'm like breathing so hard and my face is so red. I don't really want to be stoned for a workout, but it helps some people.
Yeah, no, I love it. I actually thrive on it. And if anything, I don't necessarily feel like high. I just feel like, damn, like I feel good. I'm in this, I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when it gets hard, it's easier for me to push through that like roadblock when I'm high. And like in that giggly kind of happy headspace.
Yeah.
And I feel like being high just kind of enhances everything I feel when
it's
I'm
just encouraging
out.
Too.
Totally. Yeah.
I feel like it'll relax your body, but kind of allow you to forget that you're actually here to like work out.
Totally.
And before you know it, like you're done. But I would say those things. I feel like we could go off into a lot of it, like the food tasting better. Like, who doesn't like to medicate before they have like a bomb meal or like just to go eat? It's one of my favorite things to do with USABA or just like in general is to smoke and then go figure out where we want to go grub at. And same with music, you know, people who love music festivals and just, I don't know, just listening to music on your own and at home and like, having used cannabis, it just kind of, I don't know, just you just appreciate things so much more.
It's a vibe.
Yes.
It's very much so a vibe. So the next one's going to be relaxed and you don't want to move high. So this is where I like to be after a long day, after I've worked like a 10-hour day and I just am exhausted and I just kind of want to lay down and my body wants to just relax and my head kind of wants to just not have to worry, not have to stress, not have to think about anything that I don't need to be thinking about other than myself. Our brains and bodies need rest throughout, you know, the days, weeks, months. And so for me, after a long day of work, my cannabis is kind of my time for me, taking that time to, you know, slow down, unwind, review my day, kind of just think about, you know, what I liked about my day, what I didn't like, and just kind of feed myself with, you know, just my thoughts and kind of gather myself.
I totally agree with that one. Mm-hmm. Like for me after work, like that is one of my, that's my go-to just because I talk to people all day. I smile at people all day. You know that you work in a dispensary, you're dealing with people all day and like your face muscles, the energy that you're giving out, there's so much there that having that relaxed, I don't want to move high, just enough for your body to feel like it's being like, cuddled, like you're being taken care of. You feel like you're in a safe place and I don't know.
The feeling that I get laying under a warm blanket with the air going, the TV on, and my arms are under the blanket and I'm cocooned up is there's no feeling. And I just almost like melt into the couch, but in like a good way. And sometimes I like won't realize it, but I'll be so stuck and my body will just be so calm that I'll be like, oh shit, like I haven't moved in the last 10 minutes. Like maybe I should move my muscles around. But with that, kind of once my body starts to feel like that, I love to unplug and just, you know, not be on my phone really. I'm on my phone all day. So when I get home, I just kind of don't really want to be on it anymore. Yeah. So I don't really hop on social media much or do anything until that next morning. I like to reset myself and just kind of mentally prep myself for that next day. Some good strains that I do love to kind of wind down my day, which I haven't found a good Granddaddy Perp strain in a long time, but that's like one of my favorites that I found. It has such a good body high, the flower. It has that perfect head and body, and it's rare for me to find flower that gives me a really good body high because I feel like edibles is really what does it for me.
Right.
So Granddaddy Perp is just one of those ones that relaxes my muscles, just helps take the stress away, and I sleep so freaking hard. It's so awesome. So if anybody knows a good Granddaddy Perp, please let us know. Also just love getting to bed early. Being so relaxed that I don't want to move.
That's one of the things I love is taking like edibles like in the evening and then just allowing it to kick in, you know, right before bedtime. It just like sets you up for success.
Totally.
You go to bed and I don't have a problem with falling asleep, you know, I'm just going to sleep right where I need to be and get a good sleep.
And I sleep through the night and you wake up feeling like a million bucks and, you know, just like refreshed and ready to go. And
that next morning I don't I don't feel high. I don't feel like I have a weed hungover. I just feel like, okay, let's do this. Like, let's get up. Let's go and let's start the day. So that definitely medicating at the end of the night after a long day definitely sets me up for success for the remainder of the week and the days following.
Yes, yes. That's a definite good, I don't want to move high. And I think everybody deserves that. Mm-hmm. You know, anyone who uses cannabis or someone who's listening who hasn't, you know, some people use wine to use, that's their wind down.
Totally.
And if, yeah, cannabis is a great one to try too. But, okay, the next one I'm going to hit on is being way too high. You cannot overdose on marijuana, but you can overdo it. And I feel like most people who use cannabis, it's been a trial and error experience for you, and you've had to figure stuff out, sometimes the hard way, you know, that you might have taken a little bit too much of an edible, you know, like you thought you could handle 20 milligrams, and that's really not the case. So you just have to practice with it. I'll share a little story. This is just it's one of my only times I feel like I like over medicated without meaning to, but
this is very recent. This is like a month ago.
It's a rookie move, I guess. I don't know, but it was Nature's Key edibles. I've heard wonderful things about them. Saba loves them.
I do.
I was just dumb and didn't read the package correctly. I had been looking for a good one-to-one edible that had like some CBD and THC and not just like super potent high in THC, you know? And so this one was like a 25 milligram edible of THC and 25 milligrams of CBD. And I didn't realize that really that's taking 50 milligrams and I've never in my life have taken 50 milligrams. I can't do that. Saba can do that. She can take more than that and be cool. But like, no, it just like, you know, messes me up. I feel like, but I had taken it out of the bag and then I ate it. And then after I swallowed it and everything, that's the bad part is because I realized I was staring at the package and I was like, oh no, I just took 50 milligrams. Like I literally thought I was taking 25 milligrams and that wasn't the case. But I was like, I'm going to be good. I'm going to go run some errands with my sister. And then we're going to go see a movie, Frozen, with my niece and nephew anyways. But it was just too intense. And long story short, without giving you every single detail of the story, I was like sitting in the movie theater and I literally just like everything. I couldn't like stare at it anymore, the screen, because it was just like making me super motion sickness feeling. And I don't know. I just remember being like telling my sister like, hey, like, I think I need to go to the bathroom. Like I can't. I feel like I'm going to pass out or I feel like I need to throw up. I'm not really sure. And then she was like, okay, then go. And then I was like, no, like, I don't think I can get up. Like, I literally couldn't. I was concerned if I walked out of the theater, I might not make it out. Like, that was literally where I was at. And so she, like, just walked with me. I had to, like, sit at the bottom of the stairs at the movie theater because I was like, okay, I need to regain myself. This isn't where like people can see you, by the way. It's like in the like after you like walk in the back and go down the stairs. So like people didn't see me sitting there, thankfully. But anyways, I ended up like blowing chunks all in the bathroom. And it was several times that I just let it flow. But after that happened, like that's what I needed. Like I took, my body couldn't handle all of that. And it was like to the point of, it made me feel like I was drunk, like intoxicated, but like twisted and like had smoked a bunch at the same time. And yeah, after that, I just crawled in my bed and slept it off. But I was like, yep, don't think I'm going to have that dose ever again.
Here's the thing is that almost every cannabis user has had that way too high experience. I know that I have. And oftentimes, especially if you're a newer user, like my bad experience happened like a year into smoking and this is my first edible. And it was pretty much the exact same experience that happened to Brandon, except I was being carried out of Pepperoni Grill at the mall on a Sunday. So if that tells y'all anything. But all that to say, don't let that deter you from taking more edibles. Just be smart about it. And yeah, don't listen to your friends who are the more recreational users, right, that say, just do it, just do it, you'll be fine. Because no, that will really ruin cannabis.
Listen to your body.
Totally.
Like, yeah, or don't be a dumbass and read the package correctly.
Yeah, or
like
that.
I didn't do, because that's what got me. So.
And the last one we want to hit on is the creative high. And I mean, this is really for everyone, mm-hmm, and anyone who loves, I mean, creativity. I know I love creating websites and doing social media, and I find that to be so much more intensified, fun,
less
and
stress.
Less stress, yeah, and just my creativity, just like everything just naturally flows. And I know what strains help that, and I know what strains I like for that. I've probably said it, Golden Goat always. Y'all will, mm-hmm, hear me talk about Golden Goat all the time, but that's definitely one of the more focused creative highs for me. But yeah, I mean, y'all have heard me say it before that I have different cartridges in my bag for different times of the day. And I know that like my Mammoth cartridge, the Golden Goat, or like the Sour Lemon OG are the ones that I go to when I just need that creative kick. Mm-hmm. But I don't necessarily want to feel stoned. I just, yeah, need some creativity, yeah, just some juices flowing. Whether you're a musician, artist, writer, whether you do yoga, whether you are a cycle bar instructor, whether you lift weights, I mean, all of that kind of falls, I feel like, in creativity.
Right.
And if you find the strain or the edible or your way of medicating, mm-hmm, that really enhances your creativity, yeah, that is the best.
It's
freaking
a vibe.
Thing.
It and especially like if you like to write, like, mm-hmm, being a musician and either writing songs or creating music, doing beats, or for me personally, mm-hmm, I like to write, I like to journal, like to meditate, like I said earlier, but it puts you in a good creative headspace where sometimes it just flows.
Yeah.
So instead of just being there and stuck in my mind, you know.
Yeah, sometimes it opens also, it. Yeah, sometimes it's also nice to have cannabis when I'm not a big cooker. I just find it to be very like exhausting. Mm-hmm. I wish I was, but I'm not. But sometimes when I do feel like cooking, I feel like cannabis kind of helps that creativity as well. I know Krista, she likes to medicate before she makes really big meals when we come over, and
yes,
her meals are always so bomb. And just
cooking
like
cooking while you after you've smoked or whatever, it's such a therapeutic thing to do.
Totally.
Or with like your significant other, mm-hmm, like that's just so much bonding.
Totally.
With that.
Yeah. And I know that like I mean, me and you, even when we are trying to grind and stuff, it's so nice to just get high or, mm-hmm, like smoke a bowl of something like so good and just grind and just get after it. It's such a good feeling because you can still feel focused and not necessarily high.
Overwhelmed.
But like, yeah, yeah. But you're just like rocking and rolling and do your thing.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So love these that. Are all like several things, guys, that we just wanted to hit on. We hope you had fun listening to this episode. And anything else you want to add, Slava, before we end?
No, I think that's it. Thank you guys for taking the time out of your day, as always, to listen.
Yes.
And we cannot wait to see you guys again next week.
Stay tuned.
Cheers.